Hello everyone, welcome to another edition, St. Louis Baseball Weekly Review. Today is Sunday, April 21st, and I'm here with my wingman, Wyatt. What's up, bud?
Not much.
How's the day?
Good.
Did you catch the game today?
I did.
Pretty tough one.
Great pitching, but bad hitting.
Yeah, the offense is just not happening, folks. We've just lost four games in a row.
Yeah, we almost won today, but then their center fielder caught a very good catch off the wall.
Yeah, center field, he went up and caught a homer. It was definitely gone, but it wasn't out of his reach. Very similar to Ciani did the first game, but this was probably a little better catch. Could have won the first game, lost by a run. Today we lost 2-0. Yesterday we got smoked. We could have won two out of these three games had we just hit a little bit.
Yeah. Like last year, our hitting was good and our pitching sucked. Now this year, our pitching's good and our hitting is bad.
Yeah, it's just not happening. It's like Goldschmidt, Gorman, Walker. Those guys are just hurting us. Donovan's hanging in. Arenado's hanging in. Contreras is pretty good. But yeah, we're 9-13. 24th out of 30 teams, so not good. Last place, NL Central. We've lost four in a row, as I mentioned. And you ready for this stat, Wyatt?
I am.
This is the same record after 22 games that we had last year.
Oh, no.
And we know last year was a really tough year.
Yeah. Time to make some changes then. Now.
Yeah, and we noticed today, folks, there was some changes. That's a good segue, Wyatt. They moved moved Goldschmidt to fifth, and they moved Gorman to eighth. So I know they're moving them out of their normal spots in the lineup, but it also gets their attention a little bit that, hey, this is the first move, but if this keeps up, we're going to have to do something else. They set Walker today. He's struggling. They moved two guys down to the minors.
Yes, they did. They moved Victor Scott and Andre Pallante.
You could kind of see Pallante in the second game in the series. They just left him out there to the Wolves and just said, dude, just pitch. We're not giving rid of any more bullpen arms. We got to save him to try to win the third game. And he's just not looking good. Him and Gallegos, it's like you've seen him so many times. It seems like they've been here 5 years, and it's almost always not good.
Yeah, they said that he's going to start in AAA and work on his four-seam fastball.
Yes, that he's not doing well against right-handers. So they sent him down, and then Victor Scott has not been playing. Folks, they've been putting Ciani in there a little bit. Ciani the other day had a bunt single and a hit and a couple good catches. So I get it, and Scott needs to get... He needs to get his batting eye back and then hit this ball in the correct zone. He's batting... 8.086 in the majors. It's not a good place to learn how to hit and get better. So I think this is good for him in the long run.
Yeah, I would say so, because he completely skipped AAA too, kind of like Jordan Walker did last year.
Yeah, I'd say let him play a month or so down there. We got Ciani. He's not hurting us that bad defensively, and he's batting a little better. They do say Carlson's doing some long tossing now. So that's hopeful. Edmund's doing some hitting off the tee.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's going to be tough to see who goes and who gets moved up and down.
Yeah, somebody will probably be hurt or something. It usually works out. But it still sounds like it's going to be 2 or 3 weeks for these guys to get back on the team. But Ciani's the man right now. They said they may play a little bit of Nootbaar out there, maybe move Burleson to left a little bit. Try to be creative. They put Burleson out there today. He had been hitting pretty hard off the bat, but today he didn't get it done. No one got it done.
Yeah, no one got it done. I believe Burleson was our DH today.
That's right. Yep. But, yeah, Couple stats. We're 29th out of 30 teams in home runs. Second to last. We got 13. 24th out of 30 in runs. 25th in batting average. Whopping 220 as a team. That ain't going to work.
No, it's not. Time to fire the hidden coach.
Time to think about something. You know, it'd be nice to bring in another opinion or, you know, add somebody. I don't know. I know McGee's up there. Edmonds is around. Maybe they'll start leaning on them a little bit. Good thing is we're 10th in pitching. ERA of the team is 3.94.
Yeah, that's very good.
I would say this starting pitching in the bullpen has been about what you would have thought. I think the one downspout that bothers me on the pitching is Michaelis. That's two games in a row with an ERA over 5.
Yeah, it was rough for him yesterday.
He got lit up. 3 home runs.
Yeah, it was like 2 of them were back-to-back as well.
Yeah, it just tore us up. Batting team leaders, average win with a 317. Win's been a real bright spot. Gosh, he looks good. Flying around. Looks like he's having fun. He's one of the reasons to tune in and watch the game. Him and I think Sonny Gray, those two are the guys to watch that are fun to watch.
Yeah, there's some others. Contreras sometimes.
Yeah, he's definitely a fireball. He's ready to battle.
Herrera, whenever he gets a chance to play, he's pretty good out there.
Yeah. And I will say that about Contreras. He's been here. Last year was kind of rough for him, but the guy's a Cardinal. You could tell he enjoys this team. He wants to be a Cardinal. He's ready to battle.
Yeah, he said today after the game that he feels bad for Sonny Gray because he did so good and we lost.
Yeah, you got a guy. Yeah, did all that. Gives up 2 runs, almost 0, but yeah. Team leader in RBI is Donovan with 12, but nothing outstanding there. Upcoming schedule this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we got Arizona at home. Wednesday features Montgomery.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how he does. Maybe will he get a standing ovation or not? We shall see.
Yeah. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to New York to see the Mets.
Good old Harrison Bader again.
Harrison Bader. He's been on the news in the New York Post. He's won a couple games with walk-offs. I looked up his stats. He's batting .308 with 1 home run, 6 RBIs, playing every day as their center fielder. He's doing better than he did for us. It's early, but he's holding down a job.
Well, he was injured a lot, and he did move around a lot, too, last year. So he's probably relieved that he finally is playing good.
Yep. And back to our transactions, we got Scott Jr. and Palante going down. Do you have the guys coming up?
Yeah, Nick Robertson is the pitcher. We spoke behind the scenes. Nick Robertson is Heim Bloom's pitcher.
Trade from the O'Neill, right?
That is correct. We did trade him for Tyler O'Neill, along with somebody else. I forgot his name. But Nick Robertson, 6 games in the minor leagues with a 2.84 ERA and 6.1 innings. 5 strikeouts, whip of 1.26.
Okay, so worth a shot. Fresh arm. Palante's not going to be at a pitch for a bit after that, so I'm good with that. And then we got Pages, the catcher.
Pages or... Pages. I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Pajace. I'm not sure though.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it either. He's batting. He has 18 at bats, so not that much. 222 with 1 home run and 2 RBIs. OPS .917.
And the reason they brought him up is that way Herrera and Contreras can both play in the lineup. One can DH. Because if your one catcher's the DH and one is a catcher, and the catcher gets hurt, then your DH catcher becomes the catcher, and your pitcher has to bat. So you would lose that. So now they'll have an extra catcher, so that doesn't happen. Kind of complicated, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe Miles Michaelis can be a DH if that ever happened. He can hit.
You don't want it to happen, but I'm sure there's somebody. It might be the pitcher that's in the game.
Could be.
I think it might be old school.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
What else you got over there?
More minor league players. Sagacy on fire in their minor leagues. I've heard some people online there saying, please just call this man up to the major leagues right now. He's batting. He has 60 at-bats, batting 300 on the dot. 2 home runs, 11 RBIs, 4 stolen bases, OPS of 835.
Okay, so he's doing his thing. Yep.
And Cesar Prieto retraded for a Jack Flaherty, I believe, last year. He has 71 at-bats, batting 310. 4 home runs and 12 RBIs, OPS of 840.
Yeah, I think both those guys are like infield utility guys, kind of like Donovan.
Prieto is a second baseman. I believe he can play anywhere else, though.
So it could open up an opportunity to move Gorman, Donovan, Edman, whoever. Give these guys a shot in a year or so if we do go a little bit more of a rebuild. Or if there's an injury. There's always injuries.
Yeah, there's always injuries. But there's always a risk with calling them up, too. Maybe they're not as good as we think.
Oh, yeah. It's a different league for sure. You saw a Holiday come up. He's battling it in Orioles. He's not on fire.
No, he's striking out almost every bat.
Yeah, they're after him. Major League pitchers, they're the best of what the AAA, you know, so it's like going against an all-star pitcher every day compared to AAA.
Yeah, veteran, wiser, played in the MLB for a long, long time.
Yep, they know the tricks for sure. Anything else?
We play tomorrow. Lance Lynn was wearing his giveaway hat today. That was funny.
The Cardinal hat on the head. I thought it was going to be the rally cap if we won, that he would keep wearing it. But he kept it on throughout the game, but it did not work today.
He did actually take it off.
Did he? Later?
Yeah, he did. He took it off.
Okay. We need a rally squirrel or something. They used to do that rally monkey on the scoreboards, funny stuff. They need something, some kind of life. They're just kind of... I'm not sure they're having a lot of fun. They're probably not having fun because they're not winning. Winning is a lot more fun. It's a hard game, but it is kind of a team. Like Goldschmidt and Arenado, the two veterans, they don't show a lot of emotion or smile or anything, so it doesn't always look like they're having fun. Maybe they are, but right now they're definitely not showing much.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I've read that Brandon Crawford is the team DJ. From what I've heard.
I heard that, yeah.
Maybe we should do something again, kind of like last year, but maybe not make it a cheeseburger this time.
Something. I don't know what the sign is now. It's like the two arms and like a almost like a rooftop look thing.
It's almost like the arch.
Yeah, maybe something, but yeah. And then lastly, I want to cover, we lost Whitey Herzog this week, folks, and just a legend. He kind of changed my Cardinal life. I grew up in the 70s in St. Louis, and most of the kids in the neighborhood were not rooting for the Cardinals because when the Cardinals were in the 70s, they were really bad. Kid down the street rooted for the Royals. Kid across the street was the Cubs. The brothers across the alley were the Dodgers. And the kids on the Cory League team were the Oakland A's, and their brother was the coach. So our team was the Oakland A's. I wore white spikes. It was crazy. So I was trading them baseball cards for the Cardinals. I traded Lou Brock for Randy Hunley of the Cubs to the kid across the street. And that was a great deal. But anyway, in the 70s, we weren't much. Front runner fans had abandoned ship. And we were not fun to watch. We would get free tickets to go. And my dad, we never knew when we were going to get them. And say, hey, we got free tickets. Let's go. My dad always said, like some people would say, you should root for the Cubs. Like, you're in Illinois. We were in Southern Illinois. You should root for the Cubs. And my dad always said, you root for the team you can go see. And I think he was right. And Cardinal fan for life. He was Cardinals. His dad was a Cardinal fan. Well, when they got Whitey, it changed. Not only were we starting to be better, but even when we weren't winning, he put out a team that hustled and played reckless a little bit. They definitely leaned towards being aggressive, and it just caught on. They made the Ozzie Smith trade. They traded for Willie McGee. Couple guys blossomed. He ended up signing Jack Clark. They brought up a Vince Coleman, traded for Andahar, got John Tudor. It was always something there in the 80s. Tommy Herr. I mean, there's a list of them. It was just outstanding. But once they got him, it just changed. And then all those kids started rooting for the Cardinals about 3 years later. And then I couldn't get the cards anymore, but that was okay. But then we were seeing the games. I was able to drive over after school and see a game. And we saw a lot of 80s baseball. I would go to the bleachers. They were on sale an hour before the game back then. And you'd go to the bleachers and you would just see your friends there. And you didn't even know because there was no cell phones. But you would go, and more times than not, you would see three or four guys that you went to school with and you could hang out with. We were all fans. It was that. It was great. And the playoff tickets, we'd stand in line for those. Just outstanding. Anyway, a lot of that was Whitey. And the one thing, you know, obviously he was smart. He's a baseball savant. He was a great judge of character and talent. And somehow he knew back then how those teams would mesh. They would get along. And it was outstanding. Just a real blessing. Met him a couple times. Saw him driving down the road one time in Columbia. And saw him at different events around the time. But I got a couple autographed balls. And just always very friendly and definitely a Cardinal legend.
Yes, he was probably the best manager in Cardinals history.
Yeah, he's better than La Russa. Like Frank Cusimano said, if you had one game to manage, Herzog or La Russa, for the fate of the world versus communism, who would you take? And he said you'd take Whitey. You know, because he was just a scrappy. He'd find a way to get that run across. Like right now, obviously he's not our manager, but they wouldn't be scoring zero runs or less than three runs very often. And if they did, he'd set some of those guys down and change some things up and make the chemistry different. And he wasn't afraid to make a move or a trade. Like one year, he traded 14 players in the offseason and got 11 back. Changed the whole team. We're looking at a 25-man roster. Basically, half of them were gone. And that set the tone. Where he's not playing. You're either going to play here and do your thing, do your job, or we're going to do something else. They said he had two rules, play hard and be on time. And that echoes another famous coach. Do you know who that would be?
Tony Russo.
John Madden from the Raiders. That's exactly what he said. Be on time. Give it your best. I don't care if you party all night, but Sunday when that game comes, you better be there. You better deliver. But I digress. But anyway, we miss you, Whitey. Nothing but good memories. I was so happy when he made the Hall of Fame. And I hope he's in the higher league upstairs. And he's visiting with all of his old friends and things because he certainly had a ton of them and his old players. But that's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Fly, Cardinals, fly. Let's see if we can get it together this week with some hitting. And I'm not ready to give up on the season yet, but definitely I'm alerted. And I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I am too. I bet Whitey Herzog is at the Field of Dreams currently.
That'll work.
Fly, Cardinals, fly. Bye-bye.